The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." This went around to all towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Gospel of the Lord. So St. Benedict is the first one to start in the Western world to live in community life. In the past, they were all hermits. They lived separately. Their spirituality is very individualistic. But since Benedict, he started a community life. What his motto is, work together, pray together. So this is the norm that we can learn, although we are not live in abbey or monastery, but still our mentality to live as in communion with others. We are no more individualistic. Unfortunately, today we tend to be more self-centered than to work together. When you work together, you have to care about what the feeling of others and listening to others. But you work only on yourself. You do whatever you want. But Jesus expects that his commandment be fulfilled. He was praying that all may be one. This unity means losing ourselves for others. That's unity. We say we live in the body of Christ. Body of Christ is one mind, one heart, only doing the will of God the Father, nothing else. We try, helping one another to do better the will of God upon each one of us. This is the spirit. Work together, pray together. In Latin word means ora and labora, playing with words. Ora is pray, labora, work. So the same spirit, when you work, is part of your prayer. Praise the Lord through works. Pray, it's your sentiment with the Lord. You are not alone. Even at times you are alone, but the Lord is with you. You share his peace. That's why when Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection, peace be with you. And we can assure that the will of God the Father is that each one of us experience the peace, inner peace. But if there's no love, there will be no peace, true peace. Maybe you're quiet and you don't have really inner peace if without the presence of the Lord. So thankful to the Lord that we have the Eucharist to stay with us the whole day. Keep it, as what the Pope John Paul II says, we try to live as a living tabernacle. John Paul II mentioned once, our Heavenly Mother is the first tabernacle to keep Jesus in her womb. Today, when we receive Holy Communion, we are as if a tabernacle keep Jesus there the whole day, not just 1 minute. keep him always. This is our community, at least with Jesus. And with other people, we call Jesus in our midst. Because Jesus promised, that two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst.